नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर सेकंड कंटेंट्स ऑफ भगवद गीता समराइज्ड। वी आर फॉलोइंग द सीक्वेंस श्लोक बाय श्लोक चैप्टर वाइज वी आर रीडिंग दिस। सो वी विल बी कंप्लीटिंग टुडे टेक्स्ट 62 एंड 63। इट हैज बीन रिटन हियर। सो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। धायतो विषयं पुंसा संगस्तेषु प्रजायते संगत संजायते कामा कामत क्रोध विजायते। रीडिंग द ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट ऑफ टेक्स्ट 62 एंड देन विल बी रीडिंग टेक्स्ट 63 ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट। Text 62, translation. While contemplating the objects of senses, a person develops attachment for them, and from such attachment, lust develops, and from lust, anger arises. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One who is not Krishna conscious is subjected to material desires while contemplating the objects of the senses. The senses require real engagement, and if they are not engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, they will certainly seek engagement in the service of the materialism. In the material world, everyone, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, to say nothing of other demigods in the heavenly planets, is subjected to the influence of sense objects. And the only method to get out of this puzzle of material existence is to become Krishna conscious. Lord Shiva was deep in meditation, but when Parvati agitated him for sense pleasure, he agreed with the proposal. And as a result, Kartikeya was born. When Haridas Thakur was a young devotee of the Lord, he was similarly allured by the incarnation of Maya Devi. But Haridas easily passed the test because of his unalloyed devotion to Lord Krishna. As illustrated in the above mentioned verse of Yamunacharya, a sincere devotee of the Lord shuns all material sense enjoyment due to his higher taste for spiritual enjoyment in the association of the Lord. That is the secret of success. One who is not therefore in Krishna consciousness, however powerful he may be in controlling the senses by artificial repressions, is sure ultimately to fail, for the slightest thought of sense pleasure will agitate him to gratify his desires. Text 63, translation. From anger, complete dissolution arises, and from dissolution, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, one falls down again to the material pool. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami has given us this direction in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. By development of Krishna consciousness, one can know that everything has its use in the service of the Lord. Those who are without knowledge of Krishna consciousness artificially try to avoid material objects, and as a result, although they desire liberation from material bondage, they do not attain to the perfect stage of renunciation. Their so-called renunciation is called phalgu, or less important. On the other hand, a person in Krishna consciousness knows how to use everything in the service of the Lord. Therefore, he does not become a victim of material consciousness. For example, for an impersonalist, the Lord or the Absolute, being impersonal, cannot eat. Whereas an impersonalist tries to avoid good eatables. A devotee knows that Krishna is a supreme enjoyer and that he eats all that is offered to him in devotion. So after offering good eatables to the Lord, the devotee takes the remnants called prasadam. Thus, everything becomes spiritualized and there is no danger of a downfall. The devotee takes prasadam in Krishna consciousness, whereas the non-devotee rejects it as material. The impersonalist therefore cannot enjoy life due to his artificial renunciation, and for this reason a slight agitation of the mind pulls him down again into the pool of material existence. It is said that such a soul, even though rising up to the point of liberation, falls down again due to his not having support in devotional service. Hare Krishna. Om Agyan. So I seek the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas here. This is the first class that I am giving here, sitting in this Vyasasana, and I am feeling very much blessed by the authorities that given me the chance to speak something from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and by seeing all the brahmacharis and devotees here, I am feeling encouraged to speak something, and Prabhupada's purports are so wonderful that anybody can speak. So here, this is also a very important shloka of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And it happens to everyone. Scientifically, Krishna says stage by stage how one person gets attached to something and he just thinks about that thing again and again. And then he wants that. It's first thinking, feeling and then willing. Now you see, especially when we preach to college students, they are very much accustomed with this situations. It's like you see something, because this material world everybody wants to enjoy. So you see something, you like it, and then you want it. And the whole world works in this way actually. And then some or other you have to get it. That is the mood. And in that race, you know, even if you want something, You know, the history shows that people, they have killed their own people, their father, their forefathers, just to get something. So that is the mood. That is the consciousness of this material world. That you see something for your sense gratification, you want that, and some or other, you have to get it. This whole world is like this. So in Bengal, there is when we were young in our schools, there was a very well-known sari. Sari means cloth, which people used to, you know, the woman they used to wear in the earlier days in Bengal. They're called muslin. Muslin means silk sari from Bangladesh. And they were quite famous. They were so thin and so beautiful and so minute and wonderfully made that our 12 or 20 feet long sari can be passed through a ring. These were so wonderfully made. And the Britishers, when they knew that the art of these people, you know, they can make, they were so jealous and they were so much envious that they cut the thumb of all the people who used to make them. And in that way, the whole Dhaka muslin has been eradicated. This is material world actually. This material world, nobody wants that. And everybody wants actually that I should get the best. And I should get it. And the mind goes crazy. Whenever I see something good, I want that it should be mine. If somebody is having something, and something very special, I want. My neighbor is having 20 inches, 21 inches TV. I want more bigger TV. Because that is the world. That is that everybody wants to show off. So there was a I was hearing one lecture in Calcutta temple. The two ladies were talking that how, you know, a snake entered into their house. They are talking to each other. They stay nearer, opposite. You know, they're two flats. So they're talking to each other. So one person says, "You know what happened yesterday? What happened? And one snake entered into my house." "Is it so? So how you chased that?" "No, you know what happened first? It entered to my new fridge refrigerator, which I bought. You know, it was 25,000 rupees. And then it passed through the microwave that I got it from US. And in that way, it was going through this and that. And then at last, and it was just, you know, she was just trying to say that so many things she had in her house. And in that way, she was explaining everything. And then she said that after at last, you know, it went. And then that lady who was hearing, she said, "Actually, it came into my house then." And then she started that, then how that snake was traveling different places and different things. So in the same way, in this material world, everybody wants to show off. And everybody wants that I should get the best. So Krishna, here very scientifically, is one by one categorizing very beautifully to Arjun that dhayato vishayam pungshat, you know, we think about one object. Suppose for a college student, you know, a very beautiful girl comes and he thinks about that girl only, you know. And then dhayato vishang pungshang sangaste supajat, and because he is thinking again and again, again and again, again and again, he gets attached to that girl. And then what happened? Dhayato vishang pungshang sangaste supajat, sangas sanjata kama. Kama means lust develops. He wants that she should be mine. She should like me. She should be with me. And Vishayang Pungsa Sangasya Supajayate, Sangas Sanjayate Kama, Kama Krodha Vijayate. And then, one fine morning, he sees that she is traveling in another's car. And then what happens? Then Krodha comes. You become very much angry. You can't tolerate. And then what happens? Bewilderment. You forget whatever teaching your parents have given, whatever teachings your masters, you know, means your parents have given. Bewilderment. Sangat sangayate kama kama krodha vijayate krodha bhavati sammoha. Sammoha smriti vibhrama. Smriti vibhrat buddhi nasho. Then your intelligence is gone. And what do? You kill her or kill her lover or you kill yourself. That is the whole story. It happens or not? Yes or no? It happens like this. So the same way Krishna is saying to Arjun the same philosophy. And Prabhupada, very wonderfully, he says that if one person is not Krishna conscious, he will be having this problem throughout. So what is the solution? And Prabhupada gives example in the purports that even up to the level of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, everyone is under this illusion. And he gives that how Devadidev Mahadev, he is Vaishnavanam Jata Shambhu, but still, because of the external energy of the Lord, he gets bewildered. And then he got Kartikeya, because Parvati approached. But if one person is very much dedicated towards the Lord, and he is totally surrendered to the holy name and the pastimes of the Lord, very easily he can cross over these material problems. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also that Devi Hasya Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya Mame Vaji Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. Very easily he can cross over. And the example has been given by Haridas Thakur. The same Maya Devi tested Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur very easily, you know, converted. What to say about, you know, conquering lust or conquering anything? Haridas Thakur made Maya Devi a devotee. She, you know, what happened afterwards, she totally shaved. If you go to Benapol and if you go to Bengal where Haridas Thakur did and where that place is there, she stayed there and she became the disciple of Haridas Thakur, and she was totally shaven up like Prabhu's. And she stayed there and she used to chant and people used to come to associate with her because she became a great devotee of the Lord because of the association of a pure devotee. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastre Kaye Labha Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hai. So that is the reason Prabhupada in this purport he is saying that one person should be totally in the association of devotees and the Harinam and the association of the Lord. So when we are in the association of devotees with association of the Lord, everything becomes auspicious. Mangalam Bhagavana Vishnu, Mangalam Garuda Dhvaja, Mangalam Pundarikaksha, Mangalaya Tanohari. So whenever we are in the association of devotees, whenever you are association of the holy name, nothing inauspicious can happen to us. So I was just thinking, this is so auspicious. It is stated that the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in the Gita Mahatva Padma Puran, that if one person hears, especially in at the bank of river Ganges, but here Sagar is there, in a Vishnu temple, in front of the Vishnu deities and with the association of devotees, everything will be auspicious to those who are hearing this Bhagavad Gita. Hari Bol! So what do we want? We want everything. We got everything. So that is the reason, you know, we have to be very much under the shelter of the holy name of the Lord and at the association of devotees. If you are in the association of devotees, then nothing will happen to us. And also in the 63 number sloka, Prabhupada mentions about prasadam, that how devotees, you know, whatever they have, whatever qualification, whatever they have, they use it for the service of Krishna. And they don't, it is called Yukta Vairagya, isn't it? It's called Yukta Vairagya. Somebody, they can sing very nicely, they can sing for Krishna. Somebody can dance very nicely, they can dance in Guru Puja or in the Arati for the pleasure of Krishna. Somebody can paint very nicely, just like here, very nice paintings are there. And Krishna becomes very happy. And in that way, you know, our life becomes very happy. We become very happy. So, and even a small child, they can also take part in this. When Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, some scientists, they came and they were arguing who is God and this and that and so many other things. And then a small girl was there, her name was Saraswati. And she was playing there and Prabhupada called her and Prabhupada said, that who is God, who is supreme, in front of the scientists. And a small girl said, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada gave her a laddu, haribo. And then she became very happy. And she went and Prabhupada said, you see, a small girl can, all she also knows that who is the Supreme. So that is the reason we got this nice opportunity to come here, stay here, and get association of devotees, read Srila Prabhupada books, have darshan of the deities so nicely, we can render some service. And in this way, we can just live our, you know, life. That's all. That is a success. And Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita says, Rantakale chamameva sarvamuktya kaleva. At the time of death, if one lives by remembering me, he will come back to me. So in the same way, if we just surrender to the holy name and with the association, it is guaranteed that we will go back, because Prabhupada says that. You see the example of Srila Haridas Thakur. Srila Haridas Thakur, he requested Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu that I just want to leave before you leave, because I cannot bear the separation from you. So Mahaprabhu said, whatever you want, I will give you. You just ask. So he said that I want to leave my body before you end your pastime here in this world. So Mahaprabhu said, well, it's fine. Then he said, I want to hold your lotus feet to my chest. I want to utter Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I want to gaze upon the beautiful lotus face of yours. And in the assembly of devotees, I want to go back. And then everything happened to him, whatever he wanted. Haribol. Because he is a pure devotee of the Lord. In the same way, we see, you know, like there was a devotee of Srila Prabhupada, you know, in Dallas. He was one Maharaj. And some or other, he went, when Prabhupada left, he went somewhere else. But later, devotees found him, and he was having so much disease in his body. And the police and everyone, they brought him to the temple, Dallas temple. And there, his condition, the doctor said that he will be living very few days. So the devotees, they arranged everything for him. And, kirtan, bhajans. And he was a proper disciple. And in the Mangalarati time, in the morning, he left his body when devotees were chanting. And he uttered, Prabhupada. And he left his body. So, this happens actually in today's world also. Also, I read that there was one devotee called Kirtida Mataji, one of the disciples of Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. She wanted from her spiritual master. She served Sri Kalachandji in Dallas so much, so wonderfully, that Maharaj personally, she got cancer and she wanted to come to Vrindavan. But her spiritual master ordered her that you don't have to go there, because you serve the deities here so much. So you stay here and Radha Kalachandji will take care of you. So she stayed there, and devotees used to chant for her, and she was just drinking coconut water. And then one day Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj comes and asks her, what is your desire? Because you served Kalachandji so nicely. Many of you must have read it. It came in the article, Back to Godhead magazine. It's very inspiring. And she said that, I want to leave my body when you are there, in your lap, in my spiritual master's lap. And when I am going to leave my body, it should be Brahma Muhurta. I want to keep Giriraj Shila and Shaligram Shila onto my head. And it should be Brahma Muhurta. And everybody was thinking that how it is possible. Because her spiritual master, he is an ISKCON sannyasi who travels a lot. But because she served and she was so much Krishna conscious in her dealings, in her ways, in the way she served the deities, devotees, that everything happened, whatever she wanted. Everything. It was Brahma Muhurta time. Her spiritual master was holding her hands. She was at the lap of her spiritual master, and devotees were singing, and her Guru Maharaj was holding Giriraj Shila and Shaligram Shila on her forehead. She was holding her hands like this, and by chanting the holy name of the Lord, she left. Haribo! So, this is amazing. And this is happening in today, in our daily life also, in ISKCON life. So, it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adhapya sei lila kare gaura rai, kono kono bhagyavan dekhibare paaye. All the pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is still happening. It is happening. Everything is happening. So, if our heart is clean by the holy name of the Lord, by service, by pleasing our Guru Maharaj, our authorities, our spiritual master, and by following the regulatory principles, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, the same thing can happen to us also. And it will happen to us if we have faith. So that is the reason Krishna here is saying, in the later you will see, Krishna is saying, and before also, the shlokas, Krishna is saying, that the person who is constantly thinking about me, he is the most happiest person. Because Krishna is the most happiest person. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachida Ananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakaranar Karanam. So for that reason, we should be very happy actually. And Prabhupada also mentions about prasadam. Krishna prasadam ki. So I will just end my class by telling you a beautiful pastime from Jagannath Puri Mahaprasad. You want to hear? How many of you want to hear? So you have to give a big hari ball. Hari ball! So this comes in actually Padma Puran, a very beautiful pastime of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And how Mahaprasadam is so glorious. Krishna Prasadam is so glorious. So once Narad Muni, we know that Narad Muni is a devotee of Lord Narayan. He always, Narad Muni Bajai Bina Radhika Ramananam. He always says Narayan, 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 Narayan. But sometimes what happened, it was a little bit odd. He started chanting Lakshmi, 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 Lakshmi. Jai Lakshmi Mata, Jai Lakshmi Mata. And then everybody was thinking what is happening, and he served Lakshmi Mata, Mother Lakshmi, for Vaikuntha years, not like our years, 365 days. And he was serving. And suddenly Mother Lakshmi said, hey, what happened, Narad? You are behaving a little bit strange. You are a little bit, something, you want something. No, I don't want anything. I just want to serve you, Mother. You are my mother, the beloved consort of my Lord. So I just want to serve you. So Mother Lakshmi said, okay, no problem. And then again, few years passed. And again, he is just serving. And then Narad Muni, one morning, Lakshmiji comes and says, Narad, I am extremely happy with your devotional, service towards me. I am completely satisfied. I want to give you something. So Narad Muni says that, you are really happy with me? Yes, I am really happy with you. You just tell me what you want. I want to give you something. Then Narad Muni folded his hand and said, oh Mother, I just want the remnants of Narayan, because that is your, jurisdiction. He is your husband and the plate is yours. The remnant is yours. So can you please give me some remnants of Lord Narayan? So Lakshmi says, oh, you just want this. I will give it to you tomorrow because already I washed that plate today. Says, okay, no problem. And then she forgot. Then again Narad Muni served few, months. And then suddenly, one day Lord Narayan, he was washing his hand. Krishna was washing his hand. Suddenly Lakshmi, she remembered and said, my Lord, can you give me something from your hand, some remnants? And why Narad Muni wants? And okay, no problem. So, something was there. So, with the nail, sometimes if you can just squeeze it like this, you get something. If it dries up, you have seen, you have taken prasad, you're talking to your friends, and then your hand gets dried up. It happens. Then if you just do like this, then something comes out. So, Lord Narayan did that, and there was some remnant, so Lakshmiji took it and offered it to Narad Muni. So Narad Muni took it, and it was Krishna Prasad. Arivo! And as he took it, you know, he was dancing in ecstasy. He was just dancing, and he became so beautiful, wonderful. You know, he was glowing without any makeup, without any facial. You know, he was glowing, you know, wonderfully, because spiritual strength was there. It is Narayan's prasad, Narayan's saliva is there, Lord Vishnu's. And he was so happy, he was so happy. And he was dancing, dancing, dancing. And even the three loka, he was traveling with his bina and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then he was just traveling, 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 and he went to Kailash. And when in Kailash, Devadidev Mahadev, he saw that Narad Muni is looking so wonderful, so blissful, so ecstatic, so much spiritually he is vibrant. But what happened, Narad Muni? Please, I am your friend. I am also a devotee of the Lord. Please tell me. Then he said that, you know what? I got Vishnu Prasad. Lord Vishnu's Prasad. And he said, oh, you are my good friend. Can you give me a little bit? And then he said, oh, why not? I have a little bit here. Please take it. And then he gave it to him. And by taking that, what happened? What happened? Lord Shiva also started beating his damru. Dum 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 dum. And then he started also dancing in ecstasy. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then Nandi was dancing, Bringi was dancing, all the bhoot, preet, pishachas, everyone was dancing. They were all raising their two hands. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Vishnu Mahaprasad ki. And there was a dancing, dancing, dancing. And then what happened? At that time, Devi Parvati Uma comes. And she was very happy to see, you know, a beautiful form of her beloved husband. She never, and everybody was a little bit amazed, you know. This is not the time for Pralay. Why he is dancing, Mahadev? Odd time. Timing is not there. So why he is dancing? Dumru is there. And then, no, no. You know what happened, Parvati? I got Vishnu's Mahaprasad. Haribo! And that is the reason I am dancing. You see, it is so glorious. I got Mahaprasad of the Lord. Then Parvati said, oh my Lord, I am your better half. And with the, you know, you have given me promise. Everything we will share. I am coming from a royal palace. I am sharing your Kailash, this cold. And with all these bhut, pret, pishachas, I am staying, I am sharing everything. Now you got the Mahaprasad, the most elevated thing. Have you kept something for me? And Mahadev said, oh, I have eaten everything. Hare Krishna. And then how can you do that? How can you do that? I am sharing everything. I never complained anything. I don't have a house. I stay in a gumpha with you. You know, is all these people, you know, they're all bhut prit visachas and they're all dancing and they do so much chaos, but I don't say anything, I don't complain. All these negative things I am taking, but something good came and you never offered me. What is this? Okay, I will perform tapasya to get Mahaprasad and I will never give it to you. Suma took a vow and he went to the top of Kailash. And there, she started chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then, the Lord appeared in few, you know, after some time and said, oh, Uma, what do you want? I'm very pleased you are chanting the holy name of mine. What do you want? I want to give you something, whatever you want. And then Numa said, oh my Lord, I just want your Mahaprasad. I want your remnants. I want that. Then the Lord said, okay, in the Kali Yuga, in the Purushottam Kshetra, in the Shankha Kshetra of Jagannath Puri, I will appear with my elder brother Baladev and my sister Subhadra in the Shri Kshetra Puri Dham, Nilachal Dham, and I will be honoring lots and lots and lots of bhoga there, Mahaprasad, and all the bhoga that I will honor, that will become Mahaprasad, and that will first come to you, and you will reside, and I will be giving you the position of my mother as Bimala, and that bhoga, my Mahaprasad, will come to you first, and then it will become Mahaprasad, and then it will be distributed. Jagannath Mahaprasadam ki. So that is the reason it is said, Rama Shambhur Brahma Marupati Ganeshar Chitapado Jagannath Swami Nayanapathagami Bhavatume. So that is the reason we are so fortunate. Uma did so much tapasya. How much tapasya we did? Just took a bus and came here and got Charanamrita. Hari bol. So we should not be thinking, oh, we are so lucky and this and that. No. We should always think that it is so glorious because of our mercy of our acharyas, because the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That is the reason we got this mercy to take and honor Mahaprasad of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Gaur Nitai, Gopalji, Nrisingadev, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani. So we should be very serious. Whenever we are honoring Mahaprasad, we should chant the mantra, and we should always be thankful to Prabhupada, our spiritual master, that how mercifully they have allowed us to honor this Mahaprasad. It cleans our heart, it cleans our whole consciousness. So for that reason, you know, we should be very, very thankful. If you are thankful to Krishna, if you are honoring Mahaprasad, we should not take anything else unless and until it is offered to Krishna. So thank you so much for hearing me, and I'm very happy to be here with all of you for this Bhagavad Gita class. Is there any question? One, so I can take one.
Hare Krishna. Shankaracharya is known as Jagat Guru.
Yes, yes.
And Gaurang Mahaprabhu and Shankaracharya, are both of their paths are same, or there are difference in the path? And so far as Jagat Guru is concerned and Gaurang Mahaprabhu is concerned, I want to know about them.
Actually, today we are discussing, we are actually following Bhagavad Gita series wise. So this is out of topic, whatever question you are asking. You can ask me personally. I can answer you this question personally. Is there any question regarding today's topic that I can take? But I will answer your question personally. I will answer. After the class, I will personally ask. I will take. Any other question regarding today's topic? Yes, bro. Yes, yes. Means, contemplating means always thinking about something. You know, his question is, contemplating means always thinking about something. Yes. If you are always thinking about something, that is been contemplating. You are utte baithte, you know, you're just thinking about that. That means you're contemplating on that thing. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhagavad Gita as it is ki, itai Gaur Premanandi.
Sri Sanang Mohan Prabhu ki, jai.